This is Michael Flaherty.
I sit here thinking, as the sun is sinking over the mountains and the dry, dusty ground. As the night is falling, I start recalling the nights in my own hometown. I see their faces in familiar places. I hear the music that we played way back then. My heart rejoices as I hear the voices calling me home again. Home, oh take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh take me home. As the sky is burning, my mind's returning to the cold winter evenings by my own fireside. So far away now, but any day now, I'll sail on the morning tide. Home, oh take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh, take me home, take me home far across the sea. Home is where I long to be. Home, oh, take me home, home to the people I left behind, home to the love I know I'll find. Oh, take me home. Oh, take me home.
Michael Flaherty at the Saturday Light Brigade. Tell me about that song, where it came from. Do you know much about it?
It is one of my absolute favorite songs by one of my favorite Irish groups called Celtic Thunder, originally written by Phil Coulter.
Mm. And this is a little hard because I've known you for a long time, but lots of folks listening, many folks listening, don't know much about you. You're raised South Hills of Pittsburgh, South Park.
Yes, born and raised in the Pittsburgh area, lived in South Park all my life.
And when did you start playing guitar or making any kind of music?
I picked up the guitar for the first time in eighth grade, but I credit one of my former college professors as giving me that final push to start playing out.
And who was that?
Gentleman's name is Bernie Haggerty, and I hope he's listening today. If you are, hi, Bernie.
And what did he do to get you?
It was actually a part of a deal that he had in place for a class that I took of his called The Irish in America. There was a unit that he was teaching on Irish music, and he put a deal in place that, say, for example, we had to write three papers for the class. If we chose to perform during the unit on Irish music, we would be excused from writing one of the papers.
That's a pretty good bribe.
I agreed, got a taste of it, found out I liked it, and I've been doing it ever since.
Were you nervous?
I always get a little nervous. It's just varying degrees depending on the venue.
Because that's a pretty good deal, but actually if it's not something you're used to doing, and actually, that could be a daunting thing, although getting out of the paper is a good payoff.
It was a very good payoff.
Where was that first gig?
That first gig was actually in one of the classrooms on the University of Pittsburgh campus. The exact classroom I don't recall, unfortunately.
It's okay. And now you're playing out regularly?
Yeah, fairly regularly. I have an exciting fall schedule planned. Next month, I'll be celebrating halfway to St. Patrick's Day at Downey's House in Robinson Township. Gig starts at 9:30 at night and goes until 1:30 in the morning. It's always a good time out there. So if you're in the area, please come by. Check it out.
Excellent. We'll talk more with Michael throughout the hour. What song shall you do next?
Another one of my personal favorites. It's a Steve Earle song called Galway Girl.
Hmm. Once again, this is Michael Flaherty.
I took a stroll down the old long walk in the day. Met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day. And I asked you, friend, what's a fella to do? If her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl down the Salt Hill Prom with the Galway girl. We were halfway there when the rain came down on the day she took me up to her flat downtown on a fine soft day. And I ask you, friend, what's a fella to do? If her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I knew right then, as I gave her a twirl, that I lost my heart to a Galway girl. When I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, what's a fella to do? If her hair was black and her eyes were blue. And I traveled around, been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl. And I ask you now, what's a fella to do? Oh, if her hair was black and her eyes were blue. See, I've traveled around, been all over this world. Boys, I ain't never seen nothing like a Galway girl. I took a stroll down the old long walk on the day met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day.
That's Michael Flaherty at the Saturday Light Brigade, specializing in Irish music, I think, primarily.
Yes.
Have you been to Ireland?
I was lucky enough to be able to go. My parents took me as a high school graduation present. It was lovely experience.
How nice. Tell me what the music scene from your perspective was like there.
It was great. One of the first pubs that I went to with my dad, this incredibly talented young man on acoustic guitar, finger picking like you wouldn't believe. It was incredible. I absolutely loved it.
Do you hope to get, I would imagine you'd like to go back.
Someday I would like to go back. Yes.
I don't think you've recorded at all, but you are playing out.
Yes, I am.
And are you hoping to kind of evolve a little bit in that direction? Or
I'm starting to dabble in songwriting a little bit. I've played a couple of my original works in public, and they've been received well.
Good.
Found out I've liked it, and I want to do more of it.
That's excellent. So it took you, I'm guessing, what, about 7 or 8 years? You started playing when you were 13 or 14.
Yeah, 13 or 14, and really knocked it up in college due to Professor Haggerty's deal and past college. I started playing out here in the pub scene here in Pittsburgh in 2012.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Michael Flaherty is here with us this morning, and I appreciate you being here Labor Day weekend. It's kind of fun to have you here. He's got a few more songs to do. It's time for the next one, and what's it going to be?
This is the unofficial anthem for the Irish rugby team. It's called Ireland's Call, one of my personal favorites.
Okay.
Side by side, we stand like brothers, one for all and all together. We will stay united through darker days. We'll be unbeatable forever. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall. Shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. Come the day and come the hour, some will live in song and story. We were born to follow our guided star. We'll meet our destiny with glory. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall. Shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. Hearts of steel and heads unbowing, vowing never to be broken. We will fight until we can fight no more. A final requiem is spoken. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall. Shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. Ireland, Ireland, together standing tall. Shoulder to shoulder, we'll answer Ireland's call. We'll answer Ireland's call.
That's Michael Flaherty at the Saturday Light Brigade. I just noticed you have a fan out there.
Yes, I do. That would be my girlfriend, Emily. Hi, Em.
Hi, Emily. She's allowed in here if she wants to be in here, but maybe she prefers to be out there hearing you. On the radio. I'm going to mention your mom's here because your mom and dad have been longtime supporters and friends. And Irish soda bread bakers and all those things.
Yes.
Of course. How can we forget? You know, it's it's good to have them here too. Michael performing today, sharing music that he'll be playing. So Robinson Township, it's in early September?
September 20th.
Okay, so there's a little bit of time. And we've linked to your Facebook page, which I think will list where you're going to be performing.
It will.
And what you're up to. Have you started writing yet?
Yes, I have.
You mentioned you got good response to one. And that's not by any means of suggesting that you play something you wrote. That's up to you, but I'm just curious how that process has been for you, because you're picking some really great songs of others to play. So trying to write songs up to that standard is going to be pretty difficult.
Well, the main reason why I enjoy Celtic music is the storytelling.
Yeah.
And I try to emulate that in the things that I write. One of the songs that I completed with a good buddy of mine, I wrote about a young man that I encountered in an airport in Atlanta, a young soldier that I encountered down there. He was leaving on his first deployment ever and was scared out of his mind. At least that's how he appeared to me when I met him. And a simple conversation, I just talked to him, said, "Thank you for what you're doing and best of luck. We're thinking about you." He came away from that conversation, I would say, a brand new man, ready to tackle anything. And I thought the best way I could honor his sacrifice was to tell his story. No idea who he is, no idea where he is or what he's doing, but thank you, wherever you are, my friend.
That's a good story. I'd love to hear that song sometime, too, but only when you're ready to play it. I don't know if that's one you have.
I could do it now.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to hear it. Yeah. Only if you were planning on it. I don't want to shift you around too much here.
No, I'm fluid. I can do it right now. So this is called Wherever You Go.
saw a young man on a plane one night with a shaved head and a look of fright. He didn't say much as he lowered his pack. I could tell as he turned his back. He was headed off for parts unknown. He was headed off for parts unknown. He wore only a t-shirt and jeans, with a ball cap from his favorite team. Tried to blend in, but it was plain to see he was in the U.S. Army, leaving for his first overseas tour. I saw his dog tags when his pack hit the floor. Wherever you go, whatever you do, just know that our hearts and thanks go with you. Spoke for only a few minutes time, but our talk seemed to ease his worried mind. I held out my hand to shake his and thanks. He smiled, saluted, and headed for Fort Bragg. Wherever you go, whatever you do, just know that our hearts and thanks go with you.
Michael Flaherty, that's a nice song. I'm glad you did that after telling that story. And that had to be something to witness that soldier heading overseas.
It was.
Or for Fort Bragg. And then I guess eventually he probably was deployed given the time that it took place. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade, and it's 28 minutes past the hour. Thank you for being with us today. We will have some Labor Day songs. We've had a few requests that we'll have time for a little bit later. I think we have two more from Mike. Am I losing count? I think
no,
it's
to,
I'm right on. I can still do math a little bit. It starts sometimes I lose myself listening to the music as I do. I'm curious what else you're listening to musically. Are you primarily listening to Irish music or
Irish? I listen to a lot of modern country music, and I listen to a lot of the 1960s era American folk music, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Simon and Garfunkel.
That's it's interesting, and that all of that will help you with songwriting
it
too.
Will.
I would imagine.
There was actually on my story about my taste in music. Once upon a time, I worked for Eden Park in the basement. There were three of us who rotated in this job.
That's where, like, all the prep takes place, right?
Yes,
I've heard
is.
This, that, like, deep beneath the surface of Eden Park are things like, you wonder, where does all that potato salad come?
Right.
Well, there's, like, huge vat. I mean, done very well, but, I mean,
right.
there's like, a manufacturing plant in the basements of Eden Park.
Well, there was a running joke in the kitchen at the time that they could tell who was working in the basement by what kind of music was playing on the radio. If it was the classic rock, it was the older gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
If it was anything R&B, hip-hop, it was the young lady. If it was anything out of the ordinary, it was me.
At least you had the freedom to choose.
Yes, which, I did. Yes,
not everybody does where they work. It can sometimes be tough. Well, what do you want to do next?
This is actually another story song, not one of mine. It's one of my, again, I have a lot of favorites here, but this is one of my favorites. It picked it up from the Irish tenors, specifically one of the Irish tenors by the name of Ronan Tynan. This is called The Town I Loved So Well. In my memory, I will always see the town that I had loved so well, where our school played ball by the Gasiar wall, and we laughed through the smoke and the smell. Going home in the rain, running up that dark lane, past the jail and down behind the fountain. Those were happy days in so many, many ways, in the town I loved so well. Early morning, the shirt factory horn called women from Dragon, the moor and the bog, while men on the dole played a mother's role for the children and then trained the dog. But when times got tough, there was just about enough, and they saw it through without complaining. But for deep inside was a burning pride for the town I loved so well. There was music there in the dairy air, like a language that we all could understand. I remember the day I earned my first pay as I played in a small pickup band. There I spent my youth, and to tell you the truth, I was up to leave it all behind me. For I learned about life, and I found myself a wife in the town I loved so well. But when I returned, how my eyes have burned to see how a land could be brought to its knees with their armored cars and their bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. The arms installed by the Gasiar wall, and that damned barbed wire gets higher and higher with their tanks and their guns. Oh my God,
what have they done to the town I loved so well? Now the music's gone, but they still carry on, their spirits being bruised, never broken. They must not forget, for their hearts are all set on tomorrow and peace once again. For what's done is done, and what's won is won, and what's lost, it's lost and gone forever. I can only pray for a brand new day in the town I loved so well.
It's Michael Flaherty at the Saturday Light Brigade. I'm curious, you've stayed in Pittsburgh. You were raised here and went to high school, also went to college here. Have you thought about, apparently you like Pittsburgh and you're staying, staying here. But I guess, and I'm, you know, pretty much fall into that same category. But what do you like about the city? What's prompted you to stay?
It's comfortable. I've had a steady job here, and the familiarity. There's always something to do, no matter where you look.
That's a good way to put it, I think. You mentioned your girlfriend. Is she from Pittsburgh as well?
Yes, she is.
More or less,
she is.
From the southwestern Pennsylvania,
yes,
or the area. Well, it's been good to have you here with us today. We've linked to Michael's Facebook page. You can learn more about the Halfway to St. Patrick's Day party that's taking place in late September in Robinson Township. And again, that's through his Facebook page. And it'll be nice to keep hearing you develop and more things forward.
Another person I forgot to credit as being an inspiration is Diane Burns, the host of Echoes of Erin.
Oh, yeah. Diane's a great person.
Yes, she was... She was an excellent reference for one of the papers that I actually wrote on Irish music for that Irish in America class that I mentioned earlier. And I'm very happy to say that she offered me a slot in her fundraiser for Echoes of Erin that's taking place on October 19th at Mulaney's Harp and Fiddle. So
oh,
I'll be
terrific.
Playing down there as well. That runs from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah, that show's run a long, long time.
Yes, it has.
As a presentation of Celtic music here in Pittsburgh. What would you like to finish up with?
Well, I think I will close with a traditional parting song that many Irish performers do. It's called The Parting Glass. I'm going to do this predominantly a cappella, I believe. Let me just get to the right page here.
We'll give you a chance to take. It's funny, by the way, as you're listening, I have some Labor Day weekend songs coming up, but all of a sudden I just thought, oh, wait a minute. I haven't played You're Not Irish yet, and somebody's going to want
Irish.
The unicorn.
You don't know Danny Boy.
Yeah. And then I'm realizing, no, wait a minute. No, this is not our St. Patrick's Day show. This is Labor Day weekend. But
here we are. Of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm I've ever done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be to you all.
So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health to whate'er befalls. And gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it fell into my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. So fill to me the parting glass and drink a health to whate'er befalls. I'll gently rise and softly call, good night and joy be to you all. Good night and joy be to you all.
Michael Flaherty, thank you for being with us today.